Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am Shua Allegra, founder and CEO of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. Everything we do here evolves around resilience, and I'm inviting new friends to the table to kind of talk about it. What does resilience look like in their lives? And as we learn from their journey, we can also gain some wisdom to apply, and implement in our own lives so that we can also build and maintain resilience. So today I have Ayana with me. Welcome, Ayana.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so we'll just dive right in. If you don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do.
Sure, my name is Ayana, but most people know me as Phenomenally Autistic, and I'm an autism advocate, and I share my journey with autism and chronic illnesses, and I basically just speak about my journey of being autistic and advocating and showing how art helps me deal with my challenges.
Beautiful, beautiful. So then I'm curious, how long have you doing the have been you doing like the advocacy part and the art of it? How long have you been sharing your story?
I've been sharing my story heavily for about 2 years.
Okay.
It would have been longer, but the pandemic came in and kind of disrupted everybody's life. But I've been intentionally and actively sharing it now for about 2 years.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, what kind of led to this journey of wanting to share, right? Because often it's so hard for people to open up about their
Yeah,
challenges.
it's still hard. But I decided to share because when I first wanted to learn more about myself and learn more about autism, I didn't see a lot of black faces, and I definitely didn't see a lot of black autistic women. And I just don't really want anybody else to feel like that. And I don't want black girls who are autistic and find out they're autistic to be how I was and not really see anybody else that looked like me, not really know any resources. So I just wanted to share my story to let other Black autistic women girls know that there are people out there like them.
And I am grateful. Thank you for sharing that because you're
Thank
right.
you.
Although autism has gained public awareness in the past in a few years here, but often we see a lot of male, first of all,
Yes.
and then even within male and female population of people who have an autism diagnosis, we see very, very few, black people. And so
Yes.
to be black and female and autistic is quite it's quite a package per se, for lack of a better
Yes.
term, right? And then there's not enough representation. You're right. So with often it takes longer for girls to get diagnosed anyway with autism just because it manifests and the features are different. People don't always pick up on it, including the family and even the doctors, right? It takes
Yes.
some
Yes,
time.
black children are actually diagnosed 3 years on average later than their white peers.
And then black females, even more, right? Females in general are getting diagnoses later. I have a family member who didn't get diagnosed until 15. And then we also have in my same family, I have males who got diagnosed as young as three and no, two and a half, right? And so you think the same family will pick up on it, but it's so different. So if I may ask, and you're welcome, you are definitely welcome to say I pass or I'm not comfortable sharing that, but I'm curious to how old were you when you were first diagnosed with autism?
We don't say the exact age, but I'm a millennial, so I was later in my 20s, and
Okay. So it was never in your teen years. Yeah. Like,
no, I was like a
wow.
full-blown
People
adult, like
don't.
not knowing and understanding. And I think that also because I have developmental delays, so I think that it was also just probably all thrown in the bucket together, so nobody really looked for me to, they were just like, oh, well, that's what she is. But I've always been an artist, and you know how people always say that artists are just like these eccentric souls. So that was also like a reason why girls also have better masking skills,
Oh,
that's hide your autistic traits. So yeah, full-blown adult, went into the hospital for another reason and came out learning that I was
Whole new
autistic.
diagnosis, like, whoa, what a new life, right?
I was like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Not me. I have enough things going on. I still hear you. And so thanks for sharing that. And it's okay if you didn't share specific age, but I think that's good to people to know, to even hear that you were in your late 20s that happened, right? And I was sharing earlier about a family member of mine who didn't diagnose into female into teen years, but it kind of the same thing. Often, even the medical professionals, we in the and it's harder in girls, so I totally get it, but we find every other bucket to put people in. Right, and then the autism diagnosis gets missed, and so when our family was, oh no, it was the ADHD, no, it was anxiety, all those things exist, but
I heard all
it's
those
like,
things too,
what was
because
our,
I also have those things, I have anxiety, but like more so it's like they'll say anxiety before they say autism, but I have the anxiety because I'm autistic, so
exactly,
those
that's
are things
exactly where
that
I was
people don't
going, Anna.
understand.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going. So the anxiety, the attention issue, the social skill issue were all, kind of just, if you wonder, the flowers that are sprouting out of the autism root that was at the bottom, right? And people are just seeing what's coming on top and missing what the root cause of it was. And so yeah, and so once you got a diagnosis, so you came home, you're like, they don't know what you're talking about. When did you actually start embracing this?
I started to embrace it because I felt like not embracing it and not accepting it, I was just making life harder for myself. So, once I started to embrace it, I started to love myself more. I started to understand myself more, so I knew what I could tolerate, I knew what I couldn't tolerate. I had like an easier time dealing with life because I now had like a new outlook on life, and I knew that,
Yes,
I wasn't
yes.
just this, socially awkward, weirdo who nobody wants to play with. Like there was a reason why I was the way that I was. So it just made things a lot easier for me, gave me answers that I was never looking for.
And I think I've heard that comment, that sentence so often. It seems very common to, many who've been diagnosed later in life. It's just, I finally got answers. I have another friend who was a Caucasian female, and she didn't get diagnosed, I believe, in her late 30s. And then no, I think in the early 40s, maybe even. But then I also know there's actually a African American male who goes by the title Autistic Pastor, and he's all over social media, and he didn't get diagnosed. I think it was late 30s, like he's a full-grown adult running a church with married with kids, and then he found this out, so but in both of the stories it's like we're coming to a decision, but well, yes, not a lot of things make sense. I'm not just awkward, that I see why I was acting this way, why I see the world this way, why I felt different. And then the more they embrace it, like you said, it seems like, okay, well, now life makes sense. I don't have to mask anymore. I can just embrace who I am, and the world will go on. No, I will feel better today. You'll feel
Like you
better.
can take it or you can move along. It really doesn't matter to me.
This is me. I can definitely say this is me, all of me, autistic and all. And just so it's I guess the beauty of it, just kind of accepting who we are, no matter what, what diagnosis we have, right? And it's when you realize, okay, if this is what I'm dealing with, who do I want to be, regardless or with it, however you look at it, and what life do I want to create for myself, and despite, in spite if you want to, even what label I have, so, and I know that, people look at this different ways. Some people like, embrace the autistic and the autistic label if you want, or identity even, so people see as an identity, others see more as a label. And for me, no matter where you sit in the equation, it's just at the end of the day, what kind of life do you want for yourself? And I know it doesn't matter who or what you call yourself, it's who you want to be first, no matter what. Yeah. And so how's life been since you embraced it? And obviously you're already doing art. Did that change the way you do art? Did that be brought, has that brought new inspiration to your artwork?
It's pretty much the same. I'm probably creating more art, because for a
Nice.
while I didn't touch art for a while. I was like in this little stubborn phase where I was kind of like, just like refusing to do any type of art. But it kind of like brought me back to my art, because it's like a way of expression for me. So I'm grateful that it brought me back to art. That was like my first form of communication. So to be back at that place, I feel like that was a blessing. So It's had has me creating more art and just pushing myself more. I believe my art is the best it's ever been, so I'm
Yes,
grateful for
yes.
that.
And so you shared earlier about how, the past 2 years you've been very actively sharing your story and advocating, for autism and sharing your autism journey. So where are some ways that you're doing that? So just, people get a full scope of all that you're involved in.
Sure. I speak about my story. I just tell people things about autism. I speak with parents. They tell me that that speaking with them helps me to understand like why their children do things the way they do that they do. They tell me that I help them understand their child better. They tell me that I give them hope for their child, which I never really thought that. I never really looked at it that way until people started telling me that I post facts about autism. I let people know, the spectrum is very wide. I speak about how autism is different, in different communities and how our community is often neglected. And that's like what I really push for is that so that people know that it's not the same for everyone. Even the actual test for autism, it was created for white men. So of course, like a yeah, of
Culture
course a
does
black,
play a big part, yeah.
yeah, like even white women have a hard time being diagnosed. They're usually like misdiagnosed with the wrong thing. So I'm just trying to bring awareness to some of those issues that might like not get the attention that they need because they're swept under the rug. Like even now there was a doctor that was trying to like change the way people are diagnosed, which would make it harder for like women to get their diagnosis. And even like anybody who wasn't a white male, it would be harder
Wouldn't
for them
fit,
to get
okay.
diagnosed. Yeah, so there's like so many things going on.
So it's good that you bring awareness to that. And like you said, especially in our community, the Black community, we don't talk about this. No, we don't talk
No.
about a lot of things. And
Yeah,
so
it's actually like a lot of people think that like autism is a mental illness. So I always have to remind them that it's
it's
not a
not.
mental illness, it's a neurological disorder. And they're like, well, that's the same thing. It's not the same
Not
thing.
the
So,
same. No, it's a huge difference. So definitely education is a big part of what you do. And I think too, like you said, when as you share your story, it just kind of brings it to life, I think. It's good sharing those facts. It's good sharing, information out there for people to, read and hear about. But when they can put a face to it, it's like this is what's going on. It's not just out there, it's in our community, it's us. And we need to start talking about it for the next generation. So they're not waiting to be diagnosed in the mid-20s and 30s or 40s and wondering why they're different and why they don't fit in. So it's the more we talk about these things, the more we bring awareness, and hopefully also now hopefully I know that's how we bring about change. So thank you for what all that you do, not just for being here
Thank you.
today. But before I let you go, I just want you to share. Where can people find you?
I am phenomenally autistic across all social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can visit my Linktree, linktree.com/phenomenallyautistic.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Do you have anything coming up? Any speaking engagement? Anything new that you're going to be posting that you want us to know, kind of to be
You
watching
can
out
just
for?
like, I'll be sharing everything on my social media. I do have a coloring book out right now. It's called We Are Magical and it's available on Amazon.
Awesome. Well, I know what to get my family member who has autism and it was also, a Black woman. And so I think that'll be inspiration for her. Thank you
You.
so much. Thank you so much for being here
Thank you for having me.
and just for being you.
Thank you.
And for everyone watching, just know that life is still, you have a big life ahead to live, no matter what you're going through. And as Noyana was sharing, it's just about embracing who you are and what is on your journey, and then finding ways to share that, to bring awareness and to bring about change. You might do what you sharing your story just inspires someone else to get also on their journey. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening, and be well.